back on Afternoon Drive. Nick Wilson, Spencer German with you. We got plenty going on right now. Bit of a crazy day here. The Browns moving to Brook Park, which people are acting like they're moving to Pakistan here in downtown. Also, we do have Game 3 of the ALCS coming up here within the next 2 hours for the Cleveland Guardians. Let's get that dub. Let's make this a series. But Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman take their show beyond 6 to 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays with their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel, on the free Odyssey app, and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. But we have, while we continue to talk about this story about the Brown Stadium situation, if you guys are just joining us, it obviously has taken over a little bit of the show. I do want to get to some Guardians talk here, but the details here are this has been going on, the conversations, this planning has been going on since 2017. The city has offered up or had offered up previously Lake Berkfront Airport, which did not fit what the Browns were looking for timeline-wise, because basically the Browns needed to line this up with the expiration of the current lease on the current stadium, which expires following the 2028 season. And the reason why Brook Park made more sense time-wise is every year that you push that back, Daryl Ryder has been on this, I mean, since day one, that every year you push it back, the $2.4 billion dome would increase,
because more expensive,
by 5 to 10% each year to the overall cost of the project. So waiting a decade, you can kind of do the math on 5 to 10% on $2.4 billion to realize how this doesn't kind of pan out. And I will say, I think this is the kind of thing where people react vitriolic, and I do think that Clevelanders who live downtown, I am not doubting, and nor am I might be coming off smug about this. It's more about the politics of this. I know this is going to hurt for some Clevelanders downtown. I don't think it changes a darn bit of thing for anybody who doesn't live down here and has never lived down here, because about 75 to 80% of Browns fandom is outside of the downtown Cleveland area.
I mean, I think it's also interesting, and I want to give Daryl a shout out on this too, because he brought this up on Twitter. Like, the claims of the businesses that are going to be hurt and impacted by this, do they realize that like the West 6 tailgate isn't a thing anymore because the city basically said they couldn't handle like what happens after the tailgate anymore? Like,
so I know that there's a lot on that. What I will say is there have been a lot of things that have been said from the city, and a lot of pressure and a lot of things, and then it does seem to run contrary to the actual what's best for the people down there on whether it's West 6 or really any of the downtown.
That's my point, though. It's just like if we can't even wrap our heads around handling an event like that, that's supposed to just be kind of like a fun thing before the game, before people walk over to the stadium. I don't understand like how like there are that making that decision and deciding that like we can't handle this anymore is that's impacting the small businesses as well that relied on that event. So to your point, it's contradictory to the overarching message that they're sending about like the major impact of losing the Browns for. And I've heard Jimmy Haslam bring this up in person. At the end of the day, it is only the Sundays or the game days for the Browns make up like 5% of the days in a year. And in the grand scheme of things, like, If your economy is going to hurt that poorly off of, or is going to be hurt that significantly off of a football team in 9 Sundays out of the year, then I think like you have bigger fish to fry in terms of what your city needs are anyway.
So I will say that because the native or even just anybody living downtown Cleveland totally get the frustration, the upset. I will also say, the thing that I will miss the most is the way that the tailgating scene is set up right now.
That will be missed.
And whether that's the Muni lot, and there will be a new Muni lot, all right? And depending on how things are set up, I know we've seen the renderings, but you'll be a little closer to the stadium, which I think will probably be better for people really enjoying themselves. But whether it's that or West 3rd or literally, like, there's so many pockets of the tailgating scene that is going to change. And I don't know it's going to change altogether for the better. Like, that's who I care about.
Yeah.
Politicians and billionaires, they do nothing for me. I'm not in anyone's pocket. I don't really like any anybody. I like the people that I know, and the people I know are the people on West 3rd and then the Muni lot who every day put up more and more money every single year. And so I understand that if your response is, well, the football better be better. Yep. Yep. But it's not as if one thing causes the other. Right? The football's been putrid and it hasn't affected anybody downtown, or it hasn't stopped them from raising the prices. So, like, that's who I care about, yeah, is making sure that those communities stay together. Because I'll be honest with you, man, community about the Cleveland Browns, that's what, like, it's like, I know if you grew up with Bernie or if you had, you know, Top Dog or if you're like any of the great players, cool. But, like, what has sustained the Browns in Browns fandom with no winning, even in this crap show, with this Deshaun thing, where I'll be honest with you guys, I don't concern myself a lot with liking my team, all right, because I'd like to win at some point. They're now not winning, and they're not likable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
But the thing that has sustained me every time, the thing that, and this is the truth, because I've seen people say, well, as long as Deshaun's here, I'm done being a Browns fan. I can't, because that would involve quitting my friends at Top Dog Tailgate. That would involve quitting my friends at the Muni lot. And that's what I can't do. So my message to the Browns fan is make sure. Listen, I got you. This is a smart thing. Smart business thing. Do the smart thing. Go make more money. Because in the end, it is going to be residual benefits for me and concerts I want to see and good football. And I think it's easier to win in a dome because I think there are less variables involved, which we've talked about plenty of time. But at the end of the day, my number one thing that the Browns better do is you better make sure to take care of the tailgaters in the Cleveland Browns community. Because if that's what, I know it's in service of more money, but you can make more money and you can take care of Browns fans at the same time.
I think that's fair. And I will say this, like, one thing, yeah, despite the Deshaun Watson situation, the people have maybe jumped ship because of that. This fan base prides itself on, you know, being there for this team through thick and thin. And that meant sitting through 1-31 over the course of two seasons and losing your team for several years before it came back. Like, that's one of the staples of this fan base as a whole. And so I just don't buy that, like, and listen, like, the Haslams did all these studies. Part of the entire development of this project was they did research, and the majority of fans are coming into downtown to go to these games anyway. So the idea that it's just like people get up in the morning and walk from their downtown apartments to the state, I'm sure there's some of that, but I don't think that makes up like the whole fan base as a whole in terms of what they're doing on game days. So I agree with you. Like, that should travel. If this fan base loves this team and is dedicated to this team as much as they have been through the doldrums that they've had to live through, they will show up at Brook Park and it'll be a good scene, and they'll still be able to do right by them, give them a place to tailgate, give them a chance to have that experience. And on top of that, you'll have a good experience inside the dome because you're in a controlled environment. You can drink your beers. You don't have to be all bundled up in coats in the wintertime. Like, it should be a well-rounded thing for all. And the other thing I'll allude to is this idea of, like, I understand why there's some nostalgia with the team being downtown, but you look around the league and there's, and I understand it's new here, it's not what we're used to, but there's plenty of teams that play in places outside of their downtown area that still have that fun game day experience. New England is a perfect example. Their stadium, we're talking like 13 minutes from downtown. New England Stadium is like 45 minutes from downtown Boston. Buffalo, they play south of the city. They're building their new stadium south of the city and trying to still kind of replicate the environment that they've had for all these years. So it can still be, it's about what the fans make it, I think is my point here. Like, if the fans love this team as much as they say, I know they're going to show up. We'll be through the Deshaun Watson debacle by then, and you can show up, you can support your team, you can still tailgate, you can still have that experience, and you'll make the Brook Park situation the thing that people, fans, young kids are talking about for years to come of, I remember going to tailgates with my family and friends.
Well, but to make the point, the team also has to make sure you give the fans that place. And Top Dog Tailgate saying, a gimmicky muni lot starting at 9 a.m. Yeah, don't change that stuff. Let fans go all the way with that, whether it's corporately
the pulling up in your RVs, but the night before and getting ready to go in, like all that. Like, bring that to Brook Park.
Listen, I know billionaires don't care about that kind of stuff. I don't know how you're not romantic about that stuff, because it's impossible for me not to be. Jeff in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us? We've got about 60 seconds.
All right. Two quick things. Why are people crying about going to the airport to watch the Browns? It doesn't make sense. And also, one last point. I'm a retired worker at Brook Park plant. Y'all better get ready to go to Lima.
I don't know. What was that point there? I don't understand that. Was he talking about Lima, Ohio?
I think so.
Or Anthony Lima? Okay. Well, I didn't understand that last point. Devontae in Mayfield. All right. You got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us in the stadium?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, I think the move to Brook Park is a good idea. I think we just got to change brands, keep winning. We'll get back to winning. And, you know, that Deshaun Watson contract will be off the books, and hopefully we're looking better then.
Hopefully it's off the books by 2029. Devontae, we appreciate you. 216-474-0092. So obviously we spent a lot of the day today talking about the Browns in this this new direction for the organization, but myself and Spencer German have the Sons of the Shoe podcast. You guys can check that out wherever you get your podcast, at 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, and of course, follow Sons of the Shoe today, like you will be following the Cleveland Browns to the city of Brook Park. When we come back, we're going to follow the big news on Game 3 of the ALCS, including found out who's going to start Game 4. That's found out who's going to start Game 4.